The only one for sure that I know that's going to be on PUP is Rashawn, 100%. I'm waiting to hear back on, you know, anything with Koa and Mike right now. So we haven't done anything, you know, with the league yet. But Rashawn, you know, I know for a fact that's going to happen.
What is the plan, the day one plan for Mike Pouncey? Will he be out?
I have to wait till we have a whole bunch of different scenarios right now that could possibly come up after, you know, we get more information today. You know, working with our guys kind of that have been dealing with him, we've put together all these different, you know, contingency plans as far as, all right, he can do individual and then we can do practice and then here's his rest day. So, you know, we're waiting to hear kind of where we're at and then we'll go from there.
What's changed in Mike's health since the last time we talked to you? What's progressed or what hasn't?
He's been able to run. He's doing everything that you need to do to kind of show that he's in you know, good shape and feeling good and feeling stronger. And, you know, really now it's like that final checkup to see exactly where we're at. And, you know, once we get those results, then we'll be able to kind of move forward after that.
How much work does he need in training camp for you to be comfortable about putting him out there in the season?
Nothing. But that's me. But I know he doesn't feel that way. I know he wants to practice and go through kind of his routine for training camp. So, you know, I was amazed by the fact that he missed as much time as he did last year during the season, walks right back in and plays at an elite level. So, I'm always going to listen to him, though, because it's his body and kind of his mindset, and I trust what he tells me.
How would you describe the importance of having Mike Pouncey in the lineup, as you said, for up to or more than 16 games?
I mean, he's an elite player, you know, at his position, and you guys have been around him long enough. His leadership skills are just natural. You know, I think people gravitate to him, whether it's players, coaches, fans. I mean, he's just got, you know, whatever the it factor, he has that. And, you know, anytime that you can have one of your best players in the huddle every game, that's to our advantage. You just never know what's going to happen. I know all he can do is just keep doing what he's been doing and working hard and trying to prepare himself as you know, as well as he can. And then after that, it's just kind of see what happens.
How do you feel about your depth at that position?
We got so many guys playing center. I'm good. I don't, but he wants to go through that process.
So what's the challenge of making sure that he doesn't hurt himself or suffer a setback, considering he wants to practice and play so much?
I think our guys have a good plan to, like, how he should work, and he's done a really good job, especially since the last injury, of following to a T how we should do things. And he's done exactly what the doctors have asked him to do. And, you know, that's age, you know, that's experience in the league of kind of going through this a couple times and you feel like, oh, I feel better. And you kind of get ahead of schedule. And I think he's gotten to the point where he's just going to listen to the people that are telling him what's best for him. And he's done a great job of following that. And I think he's seeing good results right now.
Regarding Koa, whether he opens on PUP or not, are you confident, reasonably confident, that he'll be able to
participate fully in camp? When I kind of get more information this afternoon, then it'll be easy. I know that's not what you guys want to hear right now. I told Matt we should do it tomorrow, but he wanted to do it today.
Is there any question in your mind about whether he'll actually be able to play football again?
See, but once I mean, in my mind, I feel confident that, you know, at some point, I just don't know. I don't know where we're at right now. And once I kind of get those results and you know, talk to our guys and talk to Mike and Chris and those guys and Koa, then I'll know more. I don't have enough information right now.
If Koa isn't healthy enough to begin the season practicing and playing, how comfortable are you with the linebacker depth?
Well, we got a lot of guys that have played. I know that because everybody had to play last year. So I feel better probably than a lot of people do outside our building. I like our guys. Saw a lot of good things in the spring. I feel like we look a lot different than we did last year with, you know, when you get to that twos and threes, the competition. And I think there's some guys in there that when we actually get into preseason games and full pads, I think we're going to see, you know, it's going to look different for us.
Adam, knowing how many carries you want J.J. to get this season, how do you approach training camp with someone like him?
I mean, he's gonna do his thing. He's going to practice. He'll be all right. I'll make sure I manage it right. I know that seems to be like the big concern, but we got a good plan for him. We understand his running style. He does a good job of telling us where he's at. He's not afraid to, if he starts getting banged up a little bit, he'll tell us. And it's in a good way. He's constantly communicating to make sure that we know exactly where he's at. He doesn't hide anything from us. I think any time that you can bring in, whether it's a veteran player or young guys, it's just kind of that. Anytime you feel like somebody's right there with you and they're competing with you, that's good. I know I think a lot of players, they embrace that. They like that. They like the fact they feel like somebody's trying to push them a little bit. And, you know, the more we can get that across the board, that's what we're looking for. I think most teams in the NFL, that's what they're hoping they have. They're always hoping that, you know, that front line and then whoever's behind them is really trying to push those guys to get in the lineup.
Can you give us a kind of preview of what you're telling the team tomorrow?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it yet. So when I get there, I'll let you know.
Have you guys been in touch with Jarvis Landry's representatives recently about the contract situation?
I haven't dealt with anything. I mean, all the contract stuff. I mean, we never talk about it really publicly. So, I mean, I've got a different focus right now. I'm worried about getting ready for training camp, so.
What would you tell or have you told Jarvis Landry about the way you would like him to approach training camp preseason, considering the contract situation, at least in the back of the month?
I don't have to tell him anything. Like, he does his thing. He comes in here, he works. He's trying to get ready for the season. Like, it's football for him. That's what he's dealing with.
What did you learn last year from the first training camp and how it's going to be different this
year? I think the one thing that I did learn just was kind of trying to match up offense, defense, do what's best for both sides of the ball, understanding offensively, you just can't just say, hey, here's our install. We're not worried about what our defense does. Like, we kind of took a little more time of, and it started in the spring, of a little more of that game plan type feel. But at the same time, we're installing our base stuff. But we're just making sure that we're not putting our players on offense at a disadvantage. And Matt's doing the same thing on defense. He's trying to put those guys in a position where you're installing your base stuff, but at the same time, you're trying to give those guys enough to where they don't feel like one side of the ball is taking advantage of the other. And I really enjoyed it in the spring because there was a sense of the competition and kind of that intensity was good. And I think the players kind of felt as we got going in the spring, and the same thing in training camp, where they feel like a little game plan-ish type feel on each other and guys making adjustments and not just saying, well, this is just what we're going to do. It's kind of making those tweaks here and there to help our guys have success.
You think that helps focus too?
Absolutely. Because when you start making all these adjustments and you're talking a lot of football, like, guys are engaged with all that kind of stuff. It's just kind of when it becomes that same old talk every day and you're talking about the exact same thing, that's when it gets tough on guys. And the fact that we'll keep moving situations around and trying to change it up and give them different looks on both sides – guys enjoy that, and then they get engaged.
What do you hope to see or want to see in this particular training camp from Julius Thomas?
Just, you know, I saw a different guy when it comes to the run game compared to what I had, you know, when we were together in Denver, but it was a different scheme. So I think this fits him a little bit better. And, you know, and as far as the passing game goes, I liked what those guys were doing in the spring. You know, they spent a lot of time together because, you know, he's the newer face, and him and Ryan trying to get on the same page. And, you know, I liked the process they kind of went through. We had some good plays. And I think it's just kind of he's trying to feel his role out in this team. And he does a good job of that because he's a team guy first. And he's always going to try to see how he fits in and where his skill set fits in with the rest of the guys. And, you know, we'll use him to his strengths and, you know, see kind of, you know, how it fits in this year.
Adam, I know you said if Thompson just showed up on week one and be ready to go, you'd be fine with that. But how much would you like the continuity on the offensive line, especially trying to establish like left guard position?
Yeah, I guess that's a less of a worry for me because – when Pouncey steps in the huddle, like, you know who's running it, you know, up front, and, you know, he's clear with what he does, and there's just a presence there. And, you know, when he speaks, everybody listens, and it's not as difficult as you'd think when you got a player like that steps into that role.
Adam, how do you feel about your guard situation? And looking at, for example, Asiata, the rookie, what did he show you in the offseason? Is he ready to compete for a starting job potentially?
I think if you're on the roster right now, you're competing, you know, whether it be a roster spot or starting spot. You know, we'll see how this plays out. We're so far away from week one, and so many things can happen. But, you know, I guess I feel good about kind of our entire offensive line and that room. I like the competition. I like the flexibility, you know. Guys really have a great feel for the scheme right now, and it's allowed our guys to play fast in practice in the spring, and, you know, it should carry over to training camp. The biggest thing is going to be when we get pads on, just kind of carrying that over and being able to play fast and not thinking as much as we did last year.
What's your vision for the line in 2007? What would you like it to look like?
I think if we can just clean up some of the, you know, the times we had penetration, we had some of those negative runs, you know, and I think that kind of came towards the end of last year, probably those last like six or so games, to where we had less of that, less times Jay was trying to make somebody miss in the backfield. And, you know, that does take some time every once in a while with what we do with the outside zone, where guys try to get a feel for what we're trying to do. And, you know, if we can eliminate, you know, a lot of that, and then we're just going to keep working, you know, our play action and dropbacks. I mean, in this league, I mean, everybody's built to pass rush. And it's a tough matchup for all these guys. I mean, the defensive tackles are getting better. The ends are as good as I ever remember across the board. I mean, every week it feels like you got to stop somebody. And we're always going to look to improve that. I know we're lucky because we do have a really good defensive line, and we get great work every day, and it's really going to let us know where we stand, you know, against really good competition.
Adam, have you noticed a change in the year that you're chomping the bit, ready to go for training camp?
I think the way that I look at it is, you know, as a staff, we're trying to get, you know, our guys in the right mindset of, we got to start that one day at a time mentality right now. And it's easy to look ahead, you know, like I'm sure some people are talking about first game of the season, like we haven't even got to the first day yet, you know, and there's a lot of meetings, there's a lot of practice, there's a lot of walkthroughs, and if you lose focus in any of that stuff, then that's how you get beat. And our guys have heard it from us so many times that you'll hear a lot of them saying the same thing about just focusing on that day. And in this league right now, the way the, you know, the rules are set up, if you waste a day, it's a lot of time you lose. So you can't have one of those days of, oh, we'll get it right tomorrow. So our guys, you know, they know our big emphasis is going to be like, don't waste a day. Like, we got to make sure that whatever we're doing on that day, we got to make it count.
Just
So with that being said, are you okay with Jarvis making comments about, you know, the season, the confidence that he had, you know, the Patriots and whatnot, or you'd rather not do that?
I mean, guys can do whatever they want. I mean, they can say what they want. I mean, some guys, they want to talk about the season. I try to emphasize what we're doing right now because you can't get there without doing the first part of it. And that's why our main focus always is like, hey, let's do it right today. Because week one, week 10, if you get lucky enough to get in the playoffs, like all that other stuff you did before that, it's going to matter. Because when you kind of get in those single elimination games, you make the same mistakes you did in the regular season, it'll be a short trip to the playoffs.
During the spring, a lot of your players came in and talked about how they self-scouted themselves from last year and the improvements they wanted to make. Did you do that? And if so, how did you get different coaching in your two?
Yeah, we looked at a lot of the stuff that we did offensively. At, you know, me personally looking at it as a play caller, there was a lot of things that I would have done a lot different those first five games, whether it be how we played, you know, as a group or, you know, certain individuals or how we use certain guys. And, you know, when you get to that second year as a head coach, you know, your involvement to be able to help the defense, it changes because you're not setting anything up in the spring. You're really trying to figure out what went right, what went wrong, you know, make those adjustments, communicate to the staff, meet with those guys. But now you're able to at least have more conversations with the defensive coaches and ask questions and kind of have a little more, you know, give and take with those guys. And we're in that first year, you're trying so hard just to make sure the side of the ball that you're working with is all set up. And that's where I felt like I was really lucky having Vance. I mean, that was really like I was having another head coach on the staff, you know. And, you know, obviously that showed by him getting a job after the season. And I never had to worry about anything. And now I feel like I can be a good sounding board for Matt if he needs me. And, you know, just kind of talk with him and we kind of go back and forth as far as how he looks at things, how I look at things. And it's a good give and take because I can always pull things from him and kind of prepare myself that way. And hopefully I'm doing the same for him.
With a couple more questions.
Well, we kind of thought that was what it was going to be last year. He did a good job last spring. Like I said, we had like four bad days, you know, and this spring he did an outstanding job of coming into, you know, just the off season in general, talking about what he felt like he wasn't as good at as some other guys around the league, to where he wanted to improve. And you could see when we were watching him in practice, he had really worked on a lot of things as far as in the passing game, routes, protection, where he'd either study video or he spent a lot of time running routes, and we saw it in practice. And I love the fact that he challenged himself. He wanted to be a guy that could be used on all three downs, that, hey, when we're doing this certain concept, we'd rather have somebody else in there. He wants to make sure you can call anything you want on that call sheet, and I can do it. And he did a great job of, you know, putting that out there, showing us that whatever we ask him, whatever we got on there, he can do.
Adam, regarding Tannehill's knee, is it 100%? We saw him go through the office.
I don't know. I have no clue. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Ask the doctor. Ask him. Ask him and see how that goes.
Is it important? Like, is there a pre-injury?
No, I don't know. He looked good to me. Okay. He runs around and throws the ball. He's fine.
How have you been doing with your rookies last week or so, and where do you feel like they're at as far as
So last year, I'd never done it before. I never brought the rookies in early. I hadn't really – it's been a long time since I've been associated with that. And last year, we had a whole bunch of coaches come back the week before we were coming back to work. A lot of guys asking, hey, can I work with the rookies? And we couldn't because they weren't coming in with the veterans. So we kind of – we brought them in, and if coaches were back in town and they had a chance to meet with them, we were encouraging that. And – but we wanted Dave to kind of get a hold of them and kind of get them going in the weight room and get them outside and be able to run. And so we were able to do a lot of that kind of stuff and just and get them kind of down here and settled. And it wasn't like they just got thrown in with all the vets. So we kind of tried to do it a little different this year and, you know, getting these guys kind of rolling just a few days here. We're like, we haven't been crushing them by any means, and just giving them a little jump start there, just so, because I mean, they started later than the vets, so anytime they can get a little bit of head start, it's good for them.
With Harris, I've seen that he was really picking things up back in minicamp. Are you expecting him now to just jump right in and be good to go here on Thursday?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I really, that's a hard prediction for me to make. I just know when we left here, he was feeling pretty good about where he was on the like as far as the scheme goes and how he's practicing. I mean, we'll just see how it kind of goes in training camp, and you know, I'm excited to watch him rush the passer for sure.
You have to bring in some cornerbacks to work out. Is there an injury or is there a little bit of injury?
No, I mean, we got an extra spot, and you know, I've had so many people tell me you can never find enough corners, so we're checking guys out, but I mean we do it quite a bit with a lot of different positions, and some don't make as much news as others. So we're always making sure that we got everything, you know, our ducks in a row just in case something happens in camp and we got to kind of push forward and do something. And when you start working guys out, you got information on them, physicals, everybody's kind of, you know, on the same page there, and you can react a little quicker.